Welcome, guys. Welcome to the Sleon Productions podcast audio special. This is not a video. We have a special guest, Vanessa Agudelo. I actually met her at Starbucks, which I meet a lot of people at Starbucks. Yeah. I meet clients, I meet anyone. And then, you know, yeah, she's known for almost, I think, a year and a half. Vanessa, welcome to the audio special. Can you tell the audience a little bit about yourself and
sure, sure.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, thanks for having me.
Awesome.
First off, I'm happy to be here. This is awesome. And yeah, basically, it all started at the good old Starbucks. And I don't even remember how you approached me. I think it was something that you were working on, like, for your work. And I don't know, moral of the story, we got into like a combo and it was like tech and apps. And I never had any friends that were like in tech, or you had your own business. I just thought you were the coolest thing ever. So I was just like, we need to be friends. Like, I feel like I'm going to, some way down the road, we're going to, you know, cross paths, or you're going to need me for something, you're going to start up for something. And I don't know, we just clicked and it was good convo. And yeah, it's just been history since then.
Which I know what happened. Actually, I saw a 10X sticker on your computer.
That's what it was.
And I don't think I run into many people with a sticker.
Very
typically.
True.
And, you know, and you're probably like one of the few people that still put stickers on their Mac.
All right, where are you trying to go with this?
I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. She's very young, by the way. Yeah, she's not my age, so she's very young. And we got into talking about, yeah, like apps, tech, Greg Cardone a little bit. And you're a huge fan. I mean, I'm still like medium level. Like not, I mean, I watch his snaps. I haven't read his books.
I'm a super fan.
And there is a GrowthCon conference, which is not sponsored to this podcast, that's coming next February, which is kind of tempting. It's $96.
I think we should attend just for the fun of it.
It's cheap and it's in the weekend, so it doesn't conflict with my schedules.
We're doing it.
Let's do it. Okay, there you go. So tell us about like what got you into 10X, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
So I started 2 years ago. I found Grant Cardone before he was like verified, before he had any followers, before anything. Like he was still had his little podcast and stuff. I think it was like If You're Not First, You're Last was like the book back then he was selling. That's like the oldest one now. So he's came a long way, but I feel like I like kind of like the Kardashians. I know I'm a millennial. I'm bringing it up. I'm so sorry, but I just feel like you ride with them. So you started how you saw like Kendall and Kylie, and they were like 12, 13 years old. And then you see it now and they're like, wow, like these are grown ass women. Same exact thing with Grant. Like I feel like I literally rode from like, from where he was like super, like Elena, super young.
What year was this?
This honestly, like 2-3 years ago, I feel like I just like, I don't know. He wasn't as like, not a lot of people like knew, I feel like, about like, to me, like I would ask anybody, I'm like, do you know Grant Cardone? Do you follow? They're like, who? Like, I would literally rant Grant Cardone. Like, I would just, any person I knew, I'm like, you don't know Grant Cardone? And I would just put them on, so.
I was the same way with Gary Vee. Back in 08, though.
Yeah.
Okay. And like, I followed him through another girl that I saw was, her name was I Justine. Mm-hmm. And I followed, man, like, the first impression was amazing. Yeah. It was good. And I really, yeah. And then, you know, he got more popular years later.
Yeah.
So I was ahead of the curve a little bit.
Yep.
And I believe you, because I think Grant was not as popular now as he was 3 years ago.
And you would just tell any person you met, like, you need to follow this guy. You got to listen. You got to listen to this podcast. You got to read this book. That's how I was. And I don't know how it is. So I guess the obsession, he reminds me of my dad, like a little bit. They have the exact same birthday, but it's the same, like, whatever it takes, balls to the wall, like tactic. Mm-hmm. That's exactly how like my dad is. That's exactly how I grew up. Like whatever you do it now and you do it as quick as you can and you do it right. And that's how I don't know why with him it clicked, because there's a lot of people out there. There's a lot of people that put out content. There's a lot of people that call themselves motivational, whatever. There's a lot of people that do sales training. Anybody honestly says that they're an expert, a professional, whatever. Okay, so it's just to me, that was the one that I clicked. And I also think that you have to pick and choose. Like you can't follow all of them. You can't do what they all, like, you gotta pick one and you gotta go with it. So to me, I clicked the most with Grant Cardone. It also helped that he lived in Miami down, not down the street, but it's pretty much like
Aventura.
I can go, it's right there.
Which there is a star, I think it's called Millionaire Starbucks. I think you could run into him. Luckily, it's in North Miami, which I haven't done. My friend George has done that. He has gone into that Starbucks. I'm not sure purposely, just to bump into him,
yeah.
but he did, and his wife.
Yeah.
But you're right about sticking with one. I just can't follow Grant fully like I do with Gary.
Perfect. See?
So, like, I listen to Gary's podcast every
day.
You
look like him a little bit now that I think about it. Like, your hair right now, it's a little Gary V.
Maybe. And plus, I wear his...
He's rubbing up on
it. His Air Force shoes. He doesn't wear them anymore because he has his own sneaker.
Oh.
Can you believe that?
I didn't know that.
He has his own sneaker with Kiss... With K-Swiss.
Oh, cool.
And
old school,
because usually to get your own sneaker, you need to be an athlete or maybe a rapper.
I agree.
So.
Didn't Drake, like, just have, or something like that now?
He probably has.
I think he did. He, like, wrote in a song.
Yeah. Who's the guy with the Yeezy?
Kanye,
yes. He had his first sneaker, but okay. I think it's been five.
Pharrell did, like, a little collaboration with Adidas or something like that.
So. Wow. There you go. Yeah, exactly. So, you know.
What you're really trying to say is that you're going to come out with the sneaker line.
Well, not me. I mean, I'm not planning on it. So, you know, back to following these entrepreneurs and these businesses. And I didn't know your dad was like that.
Yeah.
I mean, you were born in California, right?
I was born in California.
But you grew up in California or did you grow up in Florida?
I was there until I was 5 years old and I moved to South Florida and I've been here my whole life.
Really? Why did your dad move to California and why did he move to Florida? What was that whole story?
So my dad... My dad's a cool ass guy. I'm not gonna lie.
I haven't met him yet.
I love him. You will. He's super cool. He used to be a pilot out there, so he used to fly private. So not commercial American Airlines, none of that. It was just like private little jets.
That's
and
good.
So I don't know what happened. Out of nowhere, he just decided like, you know what? Like we're packing up. We're moving to South Florida, and we did. And he started his own little contracting business, and we've been here ever since. And he does well for himself, and he doesn't have like a huge like he has his little team. That's all he does. My mom works in the Weston Town Center with some Fridell and Dr. Bolsky. They're these amazing dentists, actually. They've been there forever, like 20-something years. She's been with them in the Weston Town Center. They're like legends over there. She loves it.
Wow. I had no idea. By the way, Weston is where I work and where I live. So which I didn't know that story. Maybe you did tell me
convenient.
A couple.
No, yeah. Couple and they're just average Joes. But my dad has, I guess, experience like any other parent. But like they really, like I listen to them. I take their advice. Like,
yeah,
they know what they're doing.
Did they like, I'm not sure if they would know this, but I know it's different times. Was California more expensive than Florida at the time?
Yeah, no, and it still is.
Okay, so nothing's changed.
Yeah, property over there, everything is
crazy. Which I hope Florida doesn't become like that.
I hope not.
I hope not, because you're a little bit more involved with, well, used to be involved with real estate.
True.
Yeah. So.
I swerved a little bit. It's a tough business. A lot of people think, like, oh, I'll just become a realtor. Like, it's serious.
I was talking to someone this morning, and there's so many realtors down here that it's which
it's a little oversaturated.
Oversaturated. Which you thought about getting a license?
So I took the state exam maybe twice. I walked into the first time, didn't do anything. I just walked in. I'm like, I just want to see what's on it. So it's like $30. So I paid it. Went in there. Only knew the name, the date, and like that was it. Like I did not know anything else.
Oh,
whatever.
Wow.
Obviously failed that time. But I just want to see what was on it. Like get a feel for it. I went in the second time. I'm not going to lie. It has absolutely nothing to do with real estate. It has to do everything with just, like, the state of Florida, like, covering your ass about you knowing the laws and regulations. It's all, like, law. There's nothing really about, like, real estate.
It's like college. They don't teach you... I mean, they teach you the theory, but the practical side is pretty
correct.
Much...
Correct. So...
Yeah, go in the field and experience it. That's why there's, this thing called internships.
Correct. There you go. So to me, I honestly think that this thing, it's a business. It's super tricky. They want you to pay their $300 cram course so you can pass the exam. They kind of just set you up. But luckily, I have 2 years until like it expires for me to like take the state.
Okay.
So knock on wood, hopefully I'll take it again and I don't know.
Take the courses already?
Yes, I already passed. Everything's done. I just need to take the state exam. Pass it.
Wow. And did you go to Gold Coast?
I did.
Everyone goes to Gold Coast. Is that like the only one out there?
There's not, but there's a lot out there. But that's just the first. Like that's the first one you type into Google. Like real before you even put real estate, it's like Gold Coast pops up. So you're just like click.
They're doing
their
homework on paperclip.
Everybody does it. It's whatever. So
yeah, and you know it's funny because I was talking to a realtor and he's been doing it for 8 months and he's only sold one house, which I was surprised because I heard a lot of realtors take like 2 years or like sometimes to sell their own house.
Oh hell.
But it depends how much you hustle, though.
I agree.
But he says that, like, the turnover rate is huge. It's massive. Like, he works at Keller Realty. I think it's...
Keller Williams?
Yeah, Keller Williams. And he says, yeah, I see people come and go really, really fast. And but I personally won't stick with it. Like, I think it's too saturated, it's too competitive, you know? And I've been looking at real estate for the past couple of years, especially, like, the whole real estate investing, flipping. And obviously, Grant Cardone talks about that. And I always wonder, like, you know... Like, is that, like, a cool thing to get into? But you know, but then, like when you ask them, they say it's very competitive and all that. And then, but I mean, I prefer sticking with tech. It feels like there's a lot going on forward, and you have to worry about.
I agree. See, and that's the beauty of it, to be honest with you. It's like in life, you got to stay in your own lane. That's how I feel. So I can't be playing games that I know nothing about. I can't be playing, even if I see other people making millions from it and people making so much money from flipping, I can't play games that I have no idea.
Yeah.
So I feel like you, again, got to like pick something and then you do like parallel stuff. Like you do this, like you're all about the tech, your technology, you do apps, you do podcasts, you do whatever it is. So, okay, then you pick another little pipeline, but that's like parallel to like what you do. So, okay, next you can start doing, you know what I'm saying? Like virtual stuff like that.
Virtual reality.
But you're not going to start like, oh, let me go and start, you know, making shoes. Like it's just, it's that's what I'm saying. It's, I feel like if everybody, you know, everybody has their own talent, their strengths, or whatever it is. And I feel like if we like, you know, harp on those, and I feel like that would be kind of the key. But that's okay. So that was the main reason why I said, I was like, okay, I'm going to get my real estate. Is I was very confused in college. We're going to get into that later because that's a story of its own. I've been in college for like 50 years, it feels like. But anyways, that was my whole thing, was growing up as a millennial. There is so many more options and there's so many like roads and things that you can take that were did not exist back then. You can make literally a living off of your own doing whatever, but it's a lot to keep up. And then you see people, like I scroll through Insta and I'm like, dang it, like this girl's selling like these protein powders and like she's good and she's like making profit. And
are
I'm
you
just
sure
like,
she's not Herbalife?
No, okay, let's not get into Herbalife. I'm not even going to say anything. I'm sure it's a great company for this podcast.
For some people.
So anyways, but yeah, so that's what I'm saying is it's a little confusing to like, okay, what is it that I'm going to do? What sector am I going to dominate? What is it that I'm going to focus on? And what is my why? Like, why am I doing this? Because I read this thing the other day. It said like a lot of people like focus on the problem instead of like the solution. Like, why am I doing, like people just worry about like trying to fix things so like they can make money. Like, okay, what problem are you gonna fix and I'm gonna make so much money? And it's more of like the why. Like, why are you really, who are you gonna help? Like, what are you really gonna do? You know what I'm saying? So people focus more on like the problem than like the solution.
Yeah, and you know, like what you're saying, you know, stick with your lane, you know, stick with your, what you're good at. Tell us what is, I guess we should start from the beginning, from college, your experience, and then recently, what you got into recently, which I think that's what you figure out, what you really liked, what you told me, I think, the first time we met. Tell us your college experience, which is interesting because your time is, I mean, I graduated 09, and it feels like your time in college was different than mine, even though it's a couple years away. But tell us your experience.
Okay, so my experience is, okay, well, I would say when so I graduated high school in 2011. And then right then I enrolled into, I went away to Florida Gulf Coast, which is up in Naples, Fort Myers area. I went over there for 2 years, got my AA, and I started off, again, like my parents were very like, you know, Vanessa, like lawyer, doctor, something along those. I was like,
same thing for me.
You know,
I'm not sure it was my parents or I was the one thinking about that.
I get it.
And was it a Colombian thing?
It's a Colombian thing, but I think it's a lot of parents also, since they went through all those struggles, they don't want us to do that. But I think of this, I've always said it, you have one life. Okay, your parents, like something happens tomorrow, they're not here. You have to do this the rest of your life. You have one, you literally go around this planet one time and that's it, you're done. So it's like, why would I do anything that is not like what I'm supposed to be doing? I feel like everybody, like deep down, like you're here for a reason and like only you know like what you're capable of. You know what I'm saying? That's why when you go around like people, I don't really care anybody thinks because nobody knows like what I am capable of. Like nobody knows it. So I don't have to owe anybody an explanation. So my problem was, of course, my dad was like, doctor, lawyer, you know, one of
those. Or engineer might be mentioned.
Or an engineer. Almost forgot. So then I go, okay, so I'm like, crap. I'm like, I have to be a doctor. I'm like, okay, what's the easiest doctor that doesn't have to go to school? That I was like, a dentist. I'm going to be a dentist. It's not as long. It's not as lucrative. It's not as, you know, expensive. It's not as long as, because the MCAT is, it's extremely difficult. Like, I look up to people that do med school and the whole, it's, you got to be passionate about that. So, of course, I felt like a fraud, like, for the first 2 years of my college degree, because I was like, I was biology, so I did through the chems, the organics, the physics.
You
got to
go through biology first.
Everything.
Which is where they weed out the people, right?
Correct.
Is that? Okay.
Correct. The people weed out.
Were you weeded out?
I was not. I was going strong. I went into my third year. Now this is where it gets bad. So then into my third year, I felt like a fraud. I was honestly doing it like I was just pushing myself through it.
Forcing
myself to do this. And then I remember I got homesick. I was like 2 years into college. I did the partying thing. I did the major that I wanted to do. And I'm like, you know what? Like, I'm done.
Okay.
I called my parents. Go ahead.
I'm going to press pause.
Press pause. Go.
Okay, we went to Florida Gulf Coast. Was that encouraged your dad to go move away, or was that your decision? Because
no, that was me.
Okay, was it an option of going local? Was that something that you thought about heavily?
Correct. So basically, I wanted to go away, but I didn't want to go away to, was like Tallahassee, like 9 hours away, and okay. I could never see my fam. I'm very, very homebody. Like, that's my family.
That's good.
My parents are like my best friends. Still to this day, I would hang out with them, go to dinner, then I would go out.
Like, that's very good.
Yeah.
I'm like medium. I'm like, yes, I'll hang out, but I also like to hang out with my friends.
True.
Okay, so after your second year, you got homesick.
Yeah.
Even though you were like 2 hours away.
Correct. Meaning homesick, like I was over like my routine, like in that college, since it was so small, it was a big little party town. And let me tell you, this is in the middle of nowhere. Like, they would move, like, you know where truckers go, like to stop on the side of the road for like a beer. Okay, they would move like all the tables, and they're like, all right, guys, it's a dance floor. Like, it was like a little janky little honky tonk city, that little town that I went to.
Wow.
And I loved it because, okay, really good things that I got out of there. I love country music now. I met some amazing people.
I've seen that on Instagram.
It's all about the simple life. I really do. Like, at the end of the day, to me, like, my thing of success is, like, simple life and me not to be, like, so stressed. Like, to me, that's the people that live simply, that, like, that's my goal for me.
I'm the same way. I'm very simple, no drama. Like, to plan things ahead of time to avoid drama, to avoid problems and complications. So, you were in biology.
Yeah.
And so I'm thinking, like, the summer before your third year, you were thinking maybe biology isn't the way to go?
No, I remember it was like I was already 2 years in, and I called my parents like out of nowhere, and I was like, I'm done. Like, I'm paying whatever I have to pay to get out of my lease, and I'm going back home. Like, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this major. I don't want to party 7 days out of the week. Like, I'm leaving.
I like
and
that.
And I did, so I came
You're
home.
Young. So people figure that thing out, like, you know,
yeah.
5, 6 years later.
No. I was like 19, 20, or 20. I think I was 20. I don't know. I was like, I'm coming home. So I came back home, and then I already had, like, that bad taste of, like, biology, not doing well, like, but literally forcing myself through that. And I would struggle. Like, it would take me months for me to study for one exam to pass it, just like a normal person that, like, would enjoy it would take, like, a normal 1 week to study for the exam. Like, I remember I had to push. I had to write everything down. Like, I just, it didn't come to me. I didn't like it, and I wasn't passionate about it. So,
but
I didn't like it.
You were a good student.
I was a good, yeah, I was good because I was like, and everything I would lie to my, not lie, but like they would call and go like, oh, how'd your exam go? I'm like, Dad, I got a B, like I'm doing so good.
Which
I
B
was
is
failing.
Still good.
No, I was like doing, I was going down. It was starting to get bad. Like C's, D's, not passing classes, like it was
really?
Getting bad. Correct. So then when I came back home, I enrolled. I'm like, okay, what's the closest university to my house? FIU.
FIU.
So I said, whatever, I'm going to go there because the Boca Raton or FAU was a little too far.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know what? I'm doing it. I enrolled, and then that's when things started going downhill. So I started failing classes. I started dropping out, like, courses. I got on academic probation. My GPA fell to, like, a 1.8. Like, it was below a 2. What a 2 is, like, minimum. Like, anybody can get a 2.
Yeah.
I was below the 2 on my degree. It was, like, F, D, like, failing, grade forgiveness. I had to pay money out of pocket to retake. I took physics, like, 3 times. And it was with the same little professor from Trinidad, and he would never pass me. And every time I would go into his class, I would sit in the front with my pen and paper. He goes, you again? And I go, well, yeah, if you passed me, then you wouldn't have to see me every summer. Like, 3 times in a row, I failed physics. And I just stuck it out, because I couldn't, like, tell my dad. Like, I feel like he would be so disappointed. Like, I couldn't do it.
Wow. Is it because it was too hard, or was it because you're not...
Okay, so the message to that I would tell people, yeah, it's not that you can't do it because I made it that far, even though I had a lot of struggles and stuff. Right. It's just, if that's not what you want to do, there's plenty of other people in life that made it without being a doctor. Not everybody can be a doctor. So you just, you know what I'm saying? You have to be a little bit passionate for you to succeed in it, I feel like. Because how are you going to like fake being a doctor and you hate what you do? Like, you got to like it a little bit.
So you pretty much in your third year, you were still going to continue with biology.
Yeah, that was the goal.
Same mindset. Pretty much you left the Florida Gulf Coast because it was just not, you're not feeling it.
Yeah.
So then after your third year, what happened?
So then after my third year, I'm again back at home, living with mom and dad, packing my lunches, leaving to FIU to drive down to Miami. I would be there the whole day. So I would pack for 3 meals a day. I would sleep in my car, do what I had to do, and to come back. It wasn't like a commute. It was like a 30, 40-minute drive. I don't know. It was far.
On a good day, it's 30 minutes.
But it's traffic. It's Miami. So for those of you that don't know, Miami traffic is like no other. Yeah. And basically 30 minutes, like somewhere that would take you 30 minutes to get to, it can turn into like an hour, like 2 hours quick.
Because everyone uses their car. No one takes public transportation.
Correct.
And, like, I still will not take public transportation.
And everybody drives like assholes, if I can say that.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Bleep that out. Yeah, everybody drives.
Just don't say the F word.
Okay. Everybody drives like an asshole. So anyway, so that's that. And then just it turns into like a parking lot on like 95, so.
Yeah.
That's that. So, okay, so basically then I was like, you know what, like, I'm done. Like, basically it was my dad in the back of my head. I'm like, I don't know how to get out of this hole. And I was hating life. So I said, you know what, that's it. Like, I'm not dropping out. Like, if honestly, it crossed my mind. I was like, if I can just drop out and go do what I need to do, like, I don't even think I need a degree for anything. At the time, I didn't even know what I wanted to do.
Yeah.
But I was just, everything was going through my mind. I'm like, I really don't need this. Like, ugh, what's going on? So then I was like, you know what? One day I was like, I'm not doing this. And I woke up and I'm like, you know those one days you wake up and you feel like you can literally just conquer the freaking world?
Wow, with no coffee?
With coffee.
Okay.
With coffee. Only with coffee. Only with Starbucks. And I was just like, you know what? I was like, Mom, Dad, I think I sat them down. I think I did like a little PowerPoint presentation. And I was like, listen, I'm like, I know you guys want this for me, but it's like, it's my life and I got to do what I got to do. And then here's what's the worst part is I have a little sister. And she just turned 21, but to me, she's my baby. She's always little.
Yeah.
She goes to UCF up in Orlando.
Yeah.
And she is like the prodigy child. Like, she literally loves biology, loves books, doesn't go out. It comes so natural to her. She won't write one thing down. She'll study 2 days before the exam. It just comes natural to her. She loves it. She enjoys it. So I guided her. I was like, well, you guys have Andrea at least to become, you know, a dentist, doctor, whatever.
The family.
Bank on her because I got to go do my thing. And my dad at the beginning, he was like, well, what are you going to do now? Like basically like, well, good luck, Vanessa. Good luck making it in life because you didn't do this or this. So good luck, like that.
Does he talk to you in Spanish or English?
My mother, it's Spanish. My dad is English.
Well, I'm the opposite. My mom's English and my dad's Spanish.
Oh, really?
Is it because your mom, you know, came later? Is that?
No, my mom speaks like Sofia Vergara would.
Okay.
Like, it's a thick accent.
Okay, go on.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So anyways, I don't know. I guess my dad's just more Americanized for some reason.
Yeah.
But they both speak English, both speak Spanish.
When he came to the country?
My dad...
How old was he?
Oh, no. Like 13, 14 years old.
Oh, yeah. Big difference.
Yes.
He's Americanized then.
My mom came like after she got like her college stuff in Columbia.
Interesting, because my mom came at 3.
Oh.
So that's why she speaks more English, more Americanized. My dad came at 25.
Mm-hmm.
I think about your mom's age.
Yeah.
And he lived in Charlotte. I mean, they both lived in Charlotte for a couple of years, but then, you know, here in Miami. My dad, yes, he knows English, but he prefers Spanish. That's his second. That's more his safety. Anyways, go ahead.
So, no, basically, I was just like, you know what? That's it. I'm doing what I got to do. So then I'm like, okay, crap. Now what do I do? So what degree, this is what I did. I said, what degree can all the most credits transfer over? Because I'm done with school. Like, I was already burnt out. Because
you were 3 years in.
3 years in, but I was so burnt out because it was just like, it was like a struggle after a struggle after a struggle. When it was supposed to be like the funnest 4 years of college, like you're a junior, you do this, you do that. It was just hell because I was just so focused on the wrong thing. I didn't get to enjoy it. So basically I was like, okay, what can I do? And then I was like, you know what? Like, I'm going to do, I guess, what would be fun for me that like I would like to do. And this is back to the thing. Deep down, I know what I should have been doing from the beginning. And I know, like, I've always been good at, like, interior architecture, stuff like that. Like, the I'm completely creative. I don't know if that's the left or the right side of the brain. But I am, I think it's left, completely, like, creative. Like, that is who I am.
When did you figure that out?
Since I was little, it just comes natural to me. I can't explain it.
I was the same way. With tech, I knew that I liked computers, but I didn't know you could, you know, could make it a career.
Correct.
Or a major out of it.
Same, because I didn't grow up like that either. I grew up like, these are the four things you pick,
yeah,
and that's it.
Doctor or being a lawyer.
Correct.
You know, so, but no, I mean, computer science people or like people like me can make as much or more as a lawyer.
Even more, correct.
So, okay, so this is, okay, so go ahead with your story.
So, no, that's it. I was just like, you know what? I think I'm going to do something that I would enjoy since I didn't study interior or architecture. That's what I should have done. But I'm already 3 years in. That, you know, that flew out the window. So I'm like, okay, what am I going to do now? So I was like, you know what? Let me enroll in fun stuff that I like to do. I like television. I like cameras. Mm-hmm. I like video making. I like editing. I was like, you know what? Let's do it. So I enrolled into the School of Communications. Mm-hmm. It was like a communication, art, architecture, whatever, the whole school. And I just...
And design.
And design,
because
of course.
And design.
And design. And then I enrolled in, I was like, you know what I want to do? I want to be in front of the camera. So I'm like, let's do sports broadcasting or broadcasting,
yeah,
like, journalism major. I was like, all right, cool, let's do that. It was fun. And I really liked it. It was like the last year of like FIU. Of course, I had a little victory lap because I did three of bio and then I switched into a completely different major,
wow,
which I had accelerated a little bit to push. But it was still like 5 years that, like, I had to finish. And then I took a whole year off to like travel as well. So
you
it
did?
Was a little
less. That's right. I saw your Instagram.
Yeah, that was after biology. I was like, I'm done with this. I'm like, I'm just, wow, traveling. And I didn't enroll. And my parents were like, okay, well, you're paying for your school, so don't enroll.
How many credits away were you from getting your biology degree?
I had like 4 classes to take.
That's about...
It's a semester.
That's like, yeah, one semester.
Yeah. And everybody was like, Vanessa, just do, get the bio. I'm like, what can I do with the biology degree unless I apply into dental, medical? What am I going to do? I'm going to work at a little like tech, like counting pills and doing potions and like by yourself in a laboratory? I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
Or am I going to become a professor? I don't want to do that. That's the point. And here's what I couldn't get to my parents, like across to them. They're in it for, oh, well, what position is going to make the most amount of money per hour? Oh, what kind of position? They're all about the security. They're all about the paycheck. They're all about, because that's how they grew up, was like scared. Like they never, that's the struggle for them.
Yeah.
And for me, like growing up in a millennium, a completely different time, and all the people, of course, didn't help me that I had to grow up listening to Grant Cardone and all these people.
Mm-hmm.
I'm all about like, the opportunity,
right,
or like the, where can I make my own thing, or where can I, that's what my thing is, okay,
right.
So that's why at the end of the day I will never budge, or I will never settle for what job is going to pay the most per hour. For what? I don't care. I'd rather clean bathrooms but start at a company and then work my way, because I'm already in there. Like, it's the opportunity for me and it's what I want to do. It's not like, because that's all they know is like paycheck to paycheck. You pay your bills, you pay your mortgage, and you die. Like, I feel like that's what all you do, you know? Like, it's terrible.
You know what big advantage, which you told me before?
Yeah.
You just graduated a couple months ago.
Mm-hmm.
You came out with zero college loan debt.
Zero.
I don't mean, you know, too many people do, you know, with that same testimony.
Yeah.
How did that happen? What did you do? Did your dad put a whole lot of money into it? How did you make that happen?
That was a very good question. Okay, so basically what I did was out of high school, a lot of people know Bright Futures helped, I guess, if you
here
had,
in
like,
Florida. Yeah.
Only in Florida. Correct. Florida, yeah. Bright Futures. I'm not going to lie, it was a big help.
Right.
It didn't pay full person, like it didn't pay for everything per semester, but it helped out with like a chunk, meaning I would get back like $1,200, like stuff like that. So
wow. So Bright Futures paid for most of your college.
So Bright Futures paid for all of while I was at Gulf Coast.
Probably
like the first 2 years. When I came back home from FIU, mm-hmm, the thing was I started going over credits in my degree. Like I started going over because, of course, I did biology for like almost 3 years and then I switched into another one. All you get is like 124 credits. That's 4 years. You're done. You get your bachelor's and you're done. I obviously had to keep taking more and more and more classes. So every single class that I went over my degree, there was a $100 charge, like,
oh,
per
wow,
credit. So it started getting, like, my bills were big, like, at the end of FIU because I went over my degree. So, but then I started, I just got jobs. I would lifeguard. That was, like, during the summer. I would do that. That was fun.
Were you a cool lifeguard?
I was super cool lifeguard.
Cool.
I just wanted a tan.
Okay.
That's all I wanted to do. Okay, so I would do that. I did waitressing. I did
wow.
On the weekend, I did this little like marketing like business. Like I would go door to door and like sell like little, what is that called? Not T-Mobile, AT&T, like Uver. I sold anything. Like I was not afraid to work.
I remember those people that used to go door to door. I don't see them anymore.
Right. Yeah, well, I don't know what happened, but I'm glad I'm not working for them anymore. Like I would just do like whatever it is. I would help my dad like with his contract, and I would go like to his clients, and then they would be like, "What are you doing?" I'm like, "Oh, I'm helping my dad like on Saturday, like build, get this fireplace done." Like I would do anything. Like
guys, keep this in mind. She comes from a upper middle class family. her dad did not pay for everything. No, she had a hustle.
Yeah. I did. So, but it's, I'm not going to lie. If there's one thing that they have taught me, it's about debt, like, and how to like not, because I have some friends and nobody, this is why I get a little upset about college and like how people pay so much money to go and you get out and you honestly don't like learn one goddamn thing. I did not know how to write a check. I did not know how to apply for a loan. I don't know how to check my credit card. Like, I don't know anything. I did not know. Nobody taught me anything. And I literally had to just, like, if you don't do it yourself, like, you're pretty ignorant. But I literally, we live in a world of technology. I Googled everything. I said, what is Credit Karma? What is principal? Wow. What is this? What is that? And that's what I started doing. And then at the end of the day, my goal is like I'm like long term. So like all my friends graduated, they all got like Mercedes, they got this, they got that, and it's like $400-$500 a month for a car. My mentality is I'm 25 years old. I just graduated college. Took me a while again. Don't know what I wanted to do. Like I'm not fully I don't live on my own. So it's like to me like I had all these little struggles, but it has made me so conscious about money that like I feel like I know how to manage it a little while. So it's like whenever I do start whatever happens, it's like I will know how to manage it, and I feel like those are like principles that I need to do.
Yeah.
So for instance, I just graduated, and then my parents helped me out through college with a car payment and insurance. They helped me out with that, okay. At least the car. And then now they're like, all right, Vanessa, well, like, you just, whatever, you got a job. Like, why don't you start doing this? Okay. They were both like, all right, let's go buy a car. Let's do this. Let's do that. We're looking at, like, brand new cars. I'm talking, like, I got to put, like, $5,000 down, which is, okay, fine. That's nothing. But I'm talking about the actual car is going to be, like, 3 months, and I got to pay, like, close to $300 per... I said, this is ridiculous. I'm like, I need to like, you know, I'm in no position to be getting a Mercedes and be paying for what? What do I need a Mercedes for? To like pretend or spender and go around it? For what? I rather save. I'm so frugal. You have no freaking idea. Because you will look at me and people think I'm like so high maintenance. And I am so frugal. Like I watched the dollar. Let me tell you, this is what I did. This happened last week. I went to Honda. My sister's, she has those college kids that they get their brand new little Honda Civics. That's what my sister has with the little UCF Orlando sticker. Picture that, all right? So
proud parent.
I called my sister. I go, Andrea, when is your lease done? My parents pay for her car as well. They're like, oh, I have like a couple months, or like I have like a year left on it. I said, okay, let me buy the car off of you. And guess what I'm going to get? I'm going to get a car. I don't care what it looks like. I just see zero car payments a month. That's what I see. So I said, Andrea, you know what? Let me buy out like the rest of your car for the whatever the year. I go, let me buy it and like I'll just have it and then mom and dad will get you a new one. And she goes, yeah, okay, cool. She's not going to say no. She's getting a brand new car. I don't want a new car and I just graduated college. My parents wanted to give me the new car. I said, mom, dad, get Andrea, my little sister, get her the car. I want zero payments. I said, I'm going to pay off her car. And wow. I have a paid off car. And I just drive it around. And it's just, I'm in it for the long run. I'm in it for, I want zero debt. I want zero payments. I don't want to be drowning in credit cards because everybody puts everything on their credit cards. My friends don't know any money management. Like somebody opened up like a credit card by accident, like at TJ Maxx. A lot of people get tricked into, they're like, oh, well, if you want 10% off of the shirt, cool. Just open up an account with us and we'll get you the 10%.
No.
And people will be like, yeah, I want 10%. And you get a credit card, your points drop every time you open one. For what? And then you got to close it and then it looks bad. Like, there's, it's just.
Where'd you learn all this?
On Google. Like
on Google.
Yeah.
But like the whole thing with no debt, was that something that Grant Cardone taught you? Or?
Okay. Yeah. So that's pretty much what, I guess listening to him so much, that's what I learned. It's
you
just,
believe in what he says about don't own and rent? Is that, like, what's your
okay, so
on
the
that?
Thing is, a lot of people are going to be like, yeah, Vanessa, like, my parents, they're so ignorant on the Grant Cardone. They won't watch him. I will send a video. They won't look at it. I will put it up on the TV screen, like, real big, like, during dinner. They're like, turn that shit off. I'm like, can y'all just look? They get annoyed. I don't know why. And this is the thing. Again, to me, my parents are super old school, old fashioned because of where they grew up. My mother was like super rich, super wealthy, like 10 cleaning ladies like in Colombia. My dad was so poor, he had to climb the mountain.
That's right. I remember that story.
He had to climb a mountain to get like a bucket of water. So they're two completely extreme, whatever it is. Right. But like they came over here, honestly, with nothing in California, like sleeping like on a mattress. Like they would. My mom worked at Del Taco. Del Taco.
That's a California thing.
Is equivalent to like
Taco Bell.
Taco Bell. That's what my mother did. Wow. And my dad literally just like he. I don't know how many jobs he did that he didn't want to do, but he had to provide. Yeah. So he did whatever. And I remember like they would sleep like on mat. Like they would just the stories they tell me are crazy. So for them. It's old school. So any time that I bring up something, they're like, oh, well, he got lucky. Oh, well, his dad gave him. Oh, well, he probably. It's just, it's like an amount of whatever. And to me, in life, it's a mentality. Everything is a mentality.
Yeah.
And to me, everything is like a vibe. Like if you, not like a vibe, but like a, how do you say that? Like everything is like if you have.
Lifestyle.
Like, that's what it is. Like if you have a positive mindset, you know what I'm saying? If you have like gratitude in life, so many more things will work out in your favor, I promise you.
Okay, rewind back to your dad doing Bright Futures.
Yeah.
First, did he tell you a story of why he did it?
Yeah.
Was that something in mind? It's like, look, like he knew college would be expensive.
Got it.
How long did he save for that? Like the whole Bright Futures? When did he start doing that?
Okay, so he, wait, you're talking about like how he paid like since I was little?
Oh, wait, hold on. I'm getting confused here because Bright Futures is a grant, right? Mm-hmm. They're not like the other one was where like a parent's able
okay,
to.
Okay, so there's two.
Yeah.
And I had both of them.
Okay.
So basically, when I went away to Gulf Coast again, I was only there for 2 years, but those 2 years were zero. Like I didn't pay a penny because I had the first one is called Florida Bright Futures, which goes through like your grades and through the government, which is a grant
right.
that you receive. So I had a little bit of income, a little droplet from there, and then I had my parents that you can do like for your children in the state
Florida
of Florida.
Prepaid.
It's Florida prepaid
college.
And you start since you're like 12 years old, I think you start giving or monthly, you put into like a little whatever for your child to go to college.
Yeah, which adds up nice.
I also had that. Unfortunately, I don't know what happened, but my sister didn't get that. But my parents, thank God, did it for me.
Okay.
So,
hey, having two kids,
it's
tough.
Exactly.
Yeah, one's tough already, but having two.
Exactly.
So, anyways, go ahead.
So then, so I had both of those. So those were like little incomes that I had multiple incomes or whatever. And then I would also, whatever I had to do, like if I ever did have to take out a little loan, like I would take out like $1,000 or like something like that. Like I would never take out like a 30 grand, whatever loan. So that was it. And I would just, I would use those two. So I left Gulf Coast, I came here and it was nothing. Then I lived back at home, rent was free, the car was paid for, I would pack all my lunch. So I was, again, I was just very like in the money, saving whatever it is I had to do. Like I would just save anything that I would get.
That's quite astonishing because, yeah, I mean, like you were saying, I wish I knew that stuff before in high school and, you know, don't get the debt. I would have done things a little bit different in my life. I mean, I went away for college for 6 years. I would have maybe my future children. Well, I mean, I'll probably make them go to community college for 2 years, get the associates.
Same thing.
And then go to a bigger university locally, unless they got a grant or something.
Correct.
You know, and keep it cheap. Now, the big question is, now with the internet. I mean, there's certain degrees you should go for college, obviously. I think lawyer,
that's exactly
medicine,
what I was gonna say.
Engineering.
Correct.
Maybe probably accounting is probably one of them.
Yep.
And probably a few others that I don't know about. But now with the internet, mm-hmm. you know, they're hiring programmers without degrees. So it's a big question of how should you go to college? Should you go online? Should you just not get a degree and just take these? I don't know. It just depends on what route you'll take, you know. You graduated what year in high school?
11.
2011. Graduated in college 2018. Not bad.
Well, I took like many like semesters and years off.
Yeah.
And repeated.
Yeah, yeah. So I took 6 years. I took a half semester in law school. Didn't like it. I was just like in biology, but I just decided quicker probably. You know, I was like, no, this is not for me. I could have got four with it, but. Like I was so much in my prime with my business, I had to concentrate on that. So I've been with my business for 9 years. Good decision. I'm glad that I did law. But yeah, that's quite interesting. You know how, like you went to college a little bit after I graduated, so it's a whole different times. Was online school a option for you back then or?
Online, yeah, you could do not every degree obviously is offered online. But they have, yeah, they had a lot of options to do online. But back in the day, of course, like, that was not, like, an, like, who did that? Like, everybody's like, wait, why are you doing it online? Like, everybody would just go to college to get it. Like, nobody would really do, like, the online.
You think more people younger are going to go away for college less? You think that's going to, you know, drop? Or you think people still want to go to UF and FSU to...
I got it. Again, the people that are very, like, a lot of them, it's what you want. It's what you want in life. If you want, like, that nice degree, you want a good paycheck right out of college, you want to go to, I call it, like, the STEM, like, the science, technology, engineering, math, like, those kind of degrees. I feel like, yeah, there's still people that are going to be, like, I'm going to go to the most prominent school, I'm going to go to the best, I'm going to go to the top, whatever. Do I regret, like, going, like, away? I feel like I totally should have gone to, like, I would have loved to go to, like, Tennessee or something like that. Like, that would have been cool. Like, just
you could have gone that far.
Like, Boston. Like,
yeah.
Now that I think about it, I'm like, I should have when you can. Like, back
but those
then,
grants would have not worked.
No, they wouldn't have.
Yeah, yeah. You would have had to go.
I would have figured out, right? America, like, runs on loans and credits. And
yeah.
That, so
you don't want that to happen. And how's your sister doing now?
My sister's literally killing it. You have no idea. So since she has me as an older sister as a guidance, I would book her schedule. Like, I would tell my like, Andrea, this semester you're gonna do physics, you're gonna do with calculus, and you're gonna do this, and she's like, okay, got it. And like, she would go, she would apply, she would do everything. She just turned 21 years old. She graduates in May from UCF with her biology degree. She already took the DAT, the dental administration test or whatever it's called. Like, there's the MCAT. She took the DAT already. I went with her to West Palm Beach. She took it like a few months ago. We paid a lady like $3,000, like supposedly, not tutor, but like it's guaranteed pass or something like that, like on the exam. So she did well. She came out. It was her first try ever. To me, again, she's like a baby, like 20. Like, you know what I'm saying? She's like, Vanessa, like, being a dentist is going to be 8 years. I'm like, you're like 19 years old. You'll be fine.
You'll be 29 by the time you graduate.
Exactly.
Like, so, 100K.
Exactly.
That's a lot of money.
Exactly. So then I went with her. I took the exam, and then she started applying. She didn't get as high as she wanted, but again, Andrea sets like ridiculous standards for herself. And but she did great. So I said, Andrea, you know what? Apply to some of these schools, maybe the ones that are really far up north that nobody wants to go to, but they'll take you because they want you to pay their tuition, which is like 100 whatever a year. So I said, apply to those. So she did. She literally got into the University of New England. She got into one in Boston. Like, I'm so freaking proud of her for interviews. She didn't get in. I'm sorry. Like, you get interviews accepted, and you have to pay $200 deposit to apply to every single school.
I didn't know.
So my parents took out a loan for like $10,000 to pay $200 for every, because you have to apply to like 20 schools, and it's like $200 per application.
Yeah, that's
so exactly. So we did that whole nine, and she applied. So I just booked my ticket. I took off of work, and I'm going to go with her to Boston to go with their interview September 10th.
And because getting to dental school is hard. I heard.
Yeah.
And it's very
so she's
limited.
Very at like Vanessa wherever they take me. I was like, she's like, if I gotta go to the Caribbean, I'll go to the Caribbean.
Now, was the score like good enough? Was it
so the score? Okay, so they range like from an 18 back when I was doing biology, an 18 was perfect for like any college. And think about it, it's a very selective in Florida. UF is the only one that has a dental school. Nova is the only one that has a dental school, and there's one in Bradenton or something, Lecom, something like that.
Okay,
so it's not a lot. So it's like, if you don't get in here, then you got to go like Georgia, you got to go to whatever
outside.
So she's applied everywhere,
which is another 4 years, right?
It's another 4 years, and then she wants to specialize. So it's like orthodontist would be like another two, stuff like that.
Wow, not bad. Yeah, I think I've been talking to a few dental students in the past, and they were telling me it's very limited in these schools. It's harder than law school, I think they were telling me.
Yeah.
So, that's
correct.
Quite interesting. So
if there's anything that we got out of all of this schooling is to, there's nothing wrong with trial and error and just try things out. Because when I was also like in high school, I used to do like take your child to whatever. Mm-hmm. And like, I would go with my mom to work and I would see everything. And it's like, I got hands on like what I had to do. And I'm like, thank God, like I did this because I don't want to do this. So it's like, you know what I'm saying? Like thank God I'm not 3 years into dental and I find out like, this is not what I want to do. And I'm like $350K in debt. So that's what I'm saying is everybody should like try, like there's nothing wrong, you know what I'm saying, like you try it out, okay, you keep it moving,
right?
But that's the thing. And there's some people that like they're born and they're like, I'm gonna do this, and they know that they want to do this and they go for it, like I'm gonna be a foot doctor.
Exactly.
And like they've known that since they've been 8. That's great. I don't know that or what I want to do, so I do try a lot of things. And I feel like it's part of my personality. Like I'm a very free spirit. I will try anything.
You're creative.
I will eat anything. I will just, that's my thing. It's like I crave life and like that's what I want to do. So that's my problem is sometimes that I like everything and I have to be more selective, I guess.
Exactly. What's the best part about Grant Cardone? What's your favorite niche? Like the real estate part, the 10X part? What areas that you think he covers that you really like the most?
From Grant, that's a good question.
Because he does cover a lot of different stuff.
He does.
Real estate's one of them. I know. I mean, money management, I guess he talks about.
Yeah.
he shows up with buying planes.
Oh, God. I love it. He wore this shirt the other day. It's like, you can fake a Lambo, but you can't fake a jet. And I'm just like, oh, yes. This is the good stuff. I'm going to buy that, by the way. No. I have hats. I have wristbands. I have whatever you need. I got you. I should have brought you a little package today, like a little
bundle. So
okay, so my favorite thing about Grant Cardone, it wouldn't even be so much the real estate, just because everybody's at a different pace. So like if let's say you're ready to buy 84 units, you're probably going to like that section a little bit more. I'm not quite there. So for me, honestly, I like when he talks about it's the mindset one. It's all about motivation. The mindset. It's about doing everything. And this man is like 100 miles per hour, and I wish I had that energy. Yeah. And I feel like I'm pretty hyper.
Have you been to any of his events?
Boot camps and stuff? Not really. Just because I feel like I haven't even really built like anything for myself yet. So I feel like not like a fraud, but it's like I'm going to go, cool, I can get a lot of info. But if I can't apply it, I feel like the boot camp's not really going to help me unless like I'm doing a sales job right now or something. But like, or for your own business and your own company, like how you can apply that to.
Right.
I just feel like, I don't know which one I would go to. I feel like going, like all that knowledge you're going to get, I'm sure it's like priceless. Like I'll pay whatever for that.
Yeah. I had two friends that went to to his little boot camp, I think, in Miami Beach. I think it was in June. He was more extensive.
The three day one?
I think it was a Friday, Saturday. Mm. Might've been a Sunday. I don't know. And he was showing his sales techniques, how he was kind of pushing it a little bit.
Yeah, like rebuttals, like what to say.
Yeah, what do you mean? You can't find $500? Put like a small deposit now, and then you figure out a way to pay the rest. But he's a good sales guy. Last weekend when I went when he first announced his Growth Con, I noticed that he was really selling it. Like, oh guys, yeah, just pay $96. If you're far away, just pay now. You'll figure out how to get here. Yeah, how to get a hotel, things like that. And then he shows off like, yeah, I mean, I just handed $10 million to pay for like the Marlins Park. So it's he's very open. He's like very transparent.
Yes.
As far as I can tell, maybe there's more stuff behind.
Yeah, and he's like showing the checks and signing them away. He was like, if you join a Cardone Capital, you can get one of these every month.
Which this morning I saw, he's like, all you need is $10,000
for accredited investor.
Yeah, but I guess you need to have assets.
It's probably bullshit, but
yeah, that's what I'm thinking. It's like $10,000. I mean, I could pull, get $10,000.
Yeah,
but
I'm like halfway there. We can do that. We can make that happen. I get it though.
But who else do you follow besides him? That's it.
Who else do I follow? Hold on, I have. Okay, that I like. Oh, I like Ed Mylett a little bit.
No,
I have three.
I've heard of him.
I have three dudes. I have Grant Cardone, I have Ed Mylett, and I have Andy Frisella.
Andy Frisella, yes,
that
I've heard
man,
of him.
Man, he is just the craziest.
What does he do again? He's just
he did First Form, which
that?
Is all those supplements and stuff
right.
like that. First Form.
Yeah,
he's out of
he's
Missouri,
more health.
Actually. He's actually out of
Arizona.
No, it's out of Missouri.
Missouri. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
There you go.
First
you mentioned
form.
It.
But his podcasts are amazing. His, Ed Mylett, and Grant Cardone. Those are my three.
You read books?
Top three. Oh, I eat books.
What's your favorite business book?
Probably. Give me a second.
It's okay. My book right now.
It's not a Grant Cardone one. That's why I'm trying to think.
Yeah, because all his books are free.
No, I buy all of them.
They're all free.
Wait, where are they free?
There was one that had a free one that he handed out like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, really?
And
he new real estate one.
Yeah, and he sold he sent like 15,000 copies mm-hmm. in mm-hmm. 4 days. So that's a lot of. I mean, obviously it's free. It's free, right?
I don't know. Business book. Yeah. Because I feel like his are easy reads. Like, they're easy. Yeah. They're simple, stupid. Like, you just, this is what you do. Yeah. Then you do that. Like, the little Millionaire Dollar booklet. Did I buy it? Like, I bought it like a dum-dum. And I was just like, I need to have this. I think it was like $10.
Yeah.
I have that one. And it's like simple.
You know, it's funny. I've been reading more this past year. And I've been, read Rich Dad, Poor Dad this past year. It was really good.
That's a good one.
About cash flow and, you know, always have money, you know, set aside for emergencies.
Correct.
Or any type of investment, or have money coming in, you know, left and
correct.
Right. And I mean, I've been doing it for the past couple of years, but, like, you know, that book kind of fortifies, hey, you know, you're doing a good job, keep doing it. Always have different streams of income. I think that's always the smart thing, just in case.
100%.
If one thing fails or something, you have something to just to fall back on. But
correct.
But yeah, so no favorite business book?
The Richest Man. It's not even about business, but it's about, like...
Or favorite book.
I like that. The Richest Man in Babylon.
I've heard of that book. Listen to a lot of business podcasts, but that one pops in sometimes. I hear Rich Dad, Poor Dad. I've been hearing The Millionaire Mindset or Think Rich, Grow Rich.
Oh, Think and Grow Rich.
Yeah, Think and Grow Rich.
I hated that book.
I've heard some negativity in that book, too. I started reading it, and I haven't grasped to it, and I haven't really...
It's a little too, like...
Too deep?
Just when a book takes me completely, like, I gotta think, like, it's just not... I don't like that. Like, give me the little steps, give me the bullet points, like, I'm good to go.
Exactly.
This one was... I had to over, like, analyze everything. It was wild.
So now that you've been working at this architecture firm, what have you learned so far? Do you like that path that you're heading towards?
Got it. Oh, I don't even think I told these people that. Okay, so anyways, basically what I was going to say was that, after I did my whole, I graduated with the sports broadcasting, then I'm like, you know what, I'm going to actually pursue what I want to do, which is interior architecture, that whole thing. So I applied to this company. I got into it. I lowballed. Like, I just graduated, 4-year degree. Like, I should at least start at like a whatever position. I started doing some a contract, like secretary kind of thing, like that. Like, I
yeah.
just behind the scenes doing contracts. They own a lot of real estate, a lot of hotels, yeah. a lot of they build all that. So I do the contracts. And basically, I have a 4-year degree. They're like, Vanessa, like, you should be doing like something or like this or like working for. Oh, I did the whole ESPN too. That's another story. But anyways.
Yeah, I wasn't getting into that, but. Yeah,
it's fine. So anyways, but that was, remember, that was like when I was using my broadcast degree. Like now yeah. the bigger picture is like, I want to be in this industry. And yeah. I'm not going to lie. I can't complain. I love the company. I love what it stands for. The thing is, I like the people that I'm surrounded with. Like yeah. the people that I'm in front of every single day, like those are the people I want to be in front of. And that's what it's all about. It's just one day something will click, something will stick.
Yeah, exactly.
And I put everything into it. And I do like it. I can say, okay, top 3 things I've learned already, and I've worked here for 2 months. Everything that like I do it like within like microseconds, like whatever it is, like do the task, like do it right away, get it done, get it out of the way, do it now. Don't save anything for later. Don't do it tomorrow.
I'm
do
the same
it
way.
Now.
Whereas things will pile up.
Not even things will pile up. Like that's how you just get shit done in life. So that's the first thing.
Okay.
And the second thing I would tell people, it's like, just listen mm-hmm. and think. Like before.
Are you a good listener?
I'm a great listener, but I also give great advice. And even when it's not asked, I give it. I just love it.
What is your strongest characteristic of yourself? What's your strongest personality feature?
I want to say, like.
I would say you're proactive.
Thank you. I'll take that. I want to say my positivity. Like, I just enter a room and I can just bring everybody up. Like, that's what I liked. It's just, it's like I yeah. give off that.
What pisses you off the most?
Pisses, in terms of...
What drives you, like what gets you mad? You know, what could people turn you off? You know, saying something negative or, you know...
Got it. Okay, so... If you're negative, stay the hell away from me.
Okay.
So I hate negative people, and I hate lazy, like, freeloading people.
Me too. I totally agree. I'm with you. It just drives me.
Or people that don't just try a little bit. Like, I figured everything out, like, on my own, and it's, like, people that, like, have to, like, ask, and they want something from you, and how did you do it? It's just, like, put a little work in, and then you'll see something.
Are you an outdoors person?
I am an outdoors person, 100%.
Would you rather stay at a 5-star hotel or go camping?
Camping.
Oh, wow.
Well, it depends where the 5-star hotel is.
Vegas.
No.
Okay. Have you been there?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I saw a picture of you.
Yeah.
Favorite hobby?
Okay, so I'm kind of low-key like a grandmother. Like, I'm very boring. So my favorite hobby would be... Like reading, or like going to Barnes & Noble, Starbucks.
There you go.
Chick-fil-A, Cracker Barrel.
Yeah, me too. That and plus soccer. Watching soccer.
Jeopardy.
Oh, no.
I love Jeopardy.
I mean, that's, you know, good way to get smarter, you know, a little bit, know some stuff you never...
For sure reading, though.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, which I give you, like, credit, because I don't... Yeah, because, you know, like, for me, reading is, it's getting a little bit, you know, it's kind of, like, boring, but, uh-huh. I mean, it just depends on the book. I've been doing audio listening book.
Yeah.
Have you done that?
It's not the same for me. Like, I like to crack, like, a good book. I'll buy it. I started, like, my own little library, so I have, like, a library going.
Yeah, like, the audio, for some reason, just makes me sleepy. Reading doesn't.
Yeah, I wouldn't do the audio thing. I can't.
So... Not bad.
Wait, have you read the Gary Vee one book?
I haven't read it. I think I read Crush It, but like the first two chapters.
I think I need to buy that next.
You should. Why I like Gary Vee compared to the other guys, I think Gary Vee's more authentic, mm-hmm. and he gives out more information for free for some reason. Correct. Like the trust level's there. And he's not trying to make money off of you. I mean, have no offense to Grant. I mean, he probably has some good sales tactics.
No. I agree. But with Grant, there's always some hidden, like, you know,
yeah.
swipe up to get this.
I don't like that.
I agree.
Kind of turns me off. Yeah. So,
I agree. I guess I fell in love with, like, the dude. Like, the way that he is. Doesn't he bring this cool cat confidence? Like, who is this guy? And sometimes I used to listen to him so much. I used to get the little twang that he used to have. To start talking like that. I'm like, what is wrong with me?
Get out of here.
Yeah, no, I swear. So that's that. But then with Gary, I heard like one thing. Here's the thing. I don't follow Gary. I've never read a book from Gary, and I've never heard a podcast from Gary. But I think it was on Facebook. There was one video, and it was the one. It was about 25 years old. I'm like, oh shit, I'm 25. Let me click. So I clicked. And he was like, you 25-year-olds that just are stepping into the real world, that just graduated, that just left mom and dad. He goes, listen to what I have to say. I was all ears. I was like listening so hard. He goes, you guys have this small span, like this small little from 25 to 30 mm-hmm. to really go for it, to try shit out, to fail, to start a business, to restart, to do this, to do... He goes, you have... That's it. That's what you... Well, not really, but that's what he's saying. Because, like, at your 30s, that's when, you know, you work and then you do a fail. Like, shit like that. He was like, you have this small span. He was like, what do you have to lose? Like, just go. And I was like, this is so true. I have this small... Like, if I'm not trying stuff right now, if I'm not failing, if I'm not starting businesses, then, like, what am I doing?
You know what? I really get that quote all the time. You know, you have to fail in order to succeed.
Yeah.
That gets me because, you know, us humans, we want to, you know, not fail. We want to, you know, try to remove that.
See, but I think the opposite. I feel like the faster and the more I fail, the more that I'll just get, like, I'll fail my way to success. How about that?
If Michael Jordan says you got to fail to succeed, it's probably believable.
Oh, Michael.
What's your favorite food to eat?
My favorite food?
Or favorite restaurant or food, whatever.
My favorite restaurant is Chick-fil-A.
Hey, you can say that. People have said that.
Joking. Oh, wait, no, hold on. I would do Mexican for sure, all the way. I can have Mexican all day.
I'm Italian.
Every day.
I'm Italian. Italian? Yeah. Italian's good. Italian's safe. Mexican's good,
that's
too.
Crazy. That's not... I'm literally as Italian as, like, the Olive Garden. Like, that's as Italian as I get.
Random questions, ready?
Yes.
Okay. Would you rather buy Bitcoin or gold?
Probably gold.
Everyone says gold.
Gold.
Like if you're in the crypto world, like, they most likely say Bitcoin.
Gotcha.
Because they understand it better. Would you rather hang out, or I mean, have a conversation with one of these guys for 1 hour? Gary V, Grant Cardone, or Tai Lopez?
Tai Lopez out.
Everyone says that. They're not coming out quick.
Aw. Because I still don't know what the guy does for a living.
Like, I asked the same question.
I'm like, do you got Lambo? Like, he showed me Lambos, and then I'm in the garage with his books, and then I'm like with some girls at dinner. So I'm like, what are you doing? I would do Grant Cardone or Gary V.
Yeah,
that's to be honest, with how I feel right now in this moment, I would go with Gary.
I had a feeling you would say Gary.
Right?
What is your favorite Rocky movie? But that's past your time a little bit.
Can I say that I've never seen a Rocky
movie?
That's
fine. Yeah, that's fine.
Oh, my God.
Are you afraid of sharks?
Hell yeah.
What's something that cannot be bought or sold on the internet?
Cannot be bought or sold on the internet?
Yeah. You.
Myself. I can't sell myself.
That's true.
My willingness cannot be sold.
That's good. What behavior you think makes you think a person is creepy? What behavior?
Probably like really aggressive, like people.
Ooh, yeah, that's true. What's the worst pickup line you ever gotten?
The worst pickup line that I've ever gotten.
I'm sure
somebody,
you got a few.
Yeah, I do. Somebody like DM'd me. They're like, "Did it hurt?" And I'm like, "Did what hurt?" They're like, "When you fell from heaven."
Oh, that's a good one. And what did you reply, or you just ignored it?
I think I deleted the DM.
Okay, what animal best represents your personality?
Cheetah.
Okay. How do you have your pancakes?
With protein in them.
Oh, going healthy. You're not going like the junk, chocolate
like,
chips
I'm
and
a health
cream
freak.
Oh, you are. Tell us about that. Are you like?
Yeah.
You eat like no bread or something like? What
okay,
type
so
of-
basically, I just feel that to me, like, how do you say it? Like your diet is like. Like medicine, it's like it's your life, to be honest with you, and I have proven it. So I went vegan. I think I want to say last year for like a good like 6 months or like I tried it out.
Mm-hmm.
I have a lot of autoimmune diseases, like little things here and there, though, right? So like I had psoriasis, which is inflammation.
Oh wow!
I had Sjögren's, or I still have some of these, but like they're mild now, like they completely.
Yeah.
Like almost gone. So psoriasis is from inflammation. I had Sjögren's syndrome, which is like the dryness and stuff like that. And then I had Hashimoto's. I'm sorry. And then the other one was like it affected my thyroid. Like it attacked my thyroid. So basically, I was getting a whole bunch of like little things here and there, like flare ups, I guess, like through inflammation. So I changed it completely vegan, raw, plant based. That's all I did. And then, so yeah, basically, they like almost went away. Like my psoriasis went away. Like everything, I cleared it up. My acne, I've always had really bad acne. I've always complained to you at Starbucks. I know I've told you this before, but like that's like if you ask Vanessa, what's the one thing that you're self conscious about? And I always say my acne. And that's
really?
To me everything, because there's nothing more better, like confident than just like a flawless, like you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, good skin to me is everything. So that's what for sure was my acne.
I would have not known.
So well, yeah, I mean it's a lot better now, but
yeah.
But you know what's really funny? I know it's getting a little off topic, but
it's okay.
I used to be very like. I don't want to say depressed because that's a real thing. Depression is a real thing out there. So I don't want to say that. I would just want to say like high anxiety, like stress levels, like whatever, like everybody else in life. I get it. So my thing is I figured it out because I would go everywhere and I'm like, why am I breaking out? Why do I have all these things? It comes from stress and anxiety. I promise you, I developed like all these like things from all the stress and it came from unproductiveness. That's what it came from. The minute I got this job and I threw myself into it, I had no time to even think about anything else.
Mm-hmm.
Everything went away. My stress, my psoriasis, my acne. I have not broken out since I started this job.
I agree.
It's like, because I'm not thinking about when I was at home, graduated, no job, nothing, no income. I would panic every day.
Yeah.
I'm like, what am I going to do?
Which I think is natural. I think if you're not productive, I mean, I believe in staying productive. Like for me, go on vacations. For me right now, it's hard to do.
Yeah.
But I have to do it eventually because you need a break.
Correct. I agree. You need to like mentally, physically get your health and mind,
recharge
right.
your batteries. But yeah, I agree. Being productive, I gotta be productive, and I actually follow what Grant said. I think you just gotta keep selling yourself, keep selling your product, and be in the offense. You know, like when I'm doing some emails, doing some cold emails or cold calling, I mean, I actually feel better. Because I feel like, man, I'm being productive. I'm feeling like I've done something. It might not click now. It might not get one, but I'm feeling like I'm getting closer. And even though, you know, for business, the client might say no now, but he could say yes in a couple of days. Oh, I changed my mind.
Exactly.
You know? So, anyways, that's a big rabbit trail we got into.
Yeah.
Are you a dog or a cat person?
Neither.
You're not a pet person?
I don't touch them. I don't like them. Like, my dog, I don't touch my dog.
You know what it is? Because it's... Yeah. Anyways, that's good. I'm not going to say anything else. Favorite late night food?
Krispy Kreme donuts.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Would you ever work for your dad?
Hell no.
You have before, right?
Yeah.
You said? Okay. Well, hopefully he doesn't listen to this.
He's a dick. He's rude.
What's your favorite mustard?
Favorite mustard?
Yeah.
Oh, deli mustard.
Okay, well, that's a good answer. I never heard the answer. Everyone says French, wait. Yellow, honey Dijon.
Ew.
Yeah.
Wait, I didn't even know honey Dijon was a mustard.
It is, technically speaking.
I thought it was like barbecue.
No.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
Mind blowing. You're never going to know. The Chick-fil-A sauce, it's barbecue and like honey mustard mixed.
Oh, really? Yeah, I'm not surprised.
Right?
Not surprised.
That's what it was. Nobody knows
it
that.
Was, yeah. That's
wait, quick question also. What is the deli, or what is a mustard that is... at Costco that they sell for the hot dogs?
I don't go to Costco.
You've never had a Costco hot dog?
Maybe.
Oh, do you guys hear this? He's never had a Costco hot dog. What? Those are life changing. That is the only
thing. I go to Sam's Club.
Oh. How are we even friends? You go to Sam's? Well, I guess it's better than people that have BJ's.
It's closer and, I mean, what? Same prices, right?
True.
It's just different names.
No, but Costco's like everything.
Costco, the one on University in
the
84?
The one right on Dykes and Pines Boulevard.
Pines, that's right. There's one there.
That's actually right behind my house.
And let's see.
I love this. I'm going to try it again. Go ahead.
Okay. What's the best thing to have with cheese?
The best thing with cheese?
Yeah.
A burger.
Oh, that's good. I heard an answer yesterday, nachos. No one said nachos until this one guy said it yesterday. So that's a good one.
True. Well, it depends what kind of cheese. Is it like the bubbly little one? Or is this some shredded cheese?
It could be provolone. It could be jack, you know. And has a teacher ever changed your life? And if so, how?
Oh, a teacher. Yeah. I was thinking about that the other day. Hold on. Which teacher would I give a shout out to?
Kindergarten teacher never gets a shout.
She's like not alive.
Oh, really?
Kindergarten? Yeah, I had an old lady. She was a sweet angel. Hold on, there was somebody. I don't know. I thought about this in the car, but I can't think of it now. But yeah, I feel like there's been a teacher.
He did.
Yeah.
All right, that comes towards the end. We did almost an hour. That's pretty good. How can people reach you? Online.
People can reach me on Instagram at Vanessa Agudelo.
That's your username, right? Vanessa
Agudelo?
Yeah, just
Vanessa Agudelo. All one word.
Okay.
What else?
That's it, right? Instagram is the...
Yeah, I got no YouTube. None of that yet.
You don't do Twitter.
Oh, I don't. I don't do Twitter. I don't do anything.
Don't you have a Twitter account?
I think it's...
I think I added you. I followed you.
Nope, I don't do it. Do I have a little egg or do I have an actual photo?
I don't know. I have to double check.
It's probably an egg. To be honest with you, I know I was born in the wrong generation, but like I'm like anti-social media. Like I hate it, to be honest with you. And I delete my apps at certain points in time just so I can like relax.
And you delete your photos sometimes.
I do.
You like you kind of like had like, you know, five new ones and then you delete like three of them and then...
I don't know what that's about. That's probably... That means something's wrong with me. There's probably some name or something to that, but like I don't know what it is. I just feel like...
That's good though.
As long as you see it, you know? I don't know.
You know, it's interesting because I would think people like younger than me will use that more, like, you know, more hardcore than I would.
Yeah,
I've seen people younger, like, you know, yes, there's people that are hardcore, you know, believers, but there's ones that don't use it. No, I don't like that.
Yeah,
I don't like internet, whatever.
Yeah,
anyways,
it gets a little depressing.
Any final words?
What can I say? I would say, I don't like, give me a little something, lead me in there.
Stay motivated, stay positive. go, you know, go hustle. Like, I really think what you said about working hard, waitressing, that's tough. I haven't done that. Only had one job before this business. Well, a couple of jobs, but like the one that I remember was Publix, stock clerk. That was tough.
Oh, wow.
But you had definitely had it more rough than I did.
Waitressing. I don't know. I would definitely say be great. Nothing else pays.
Be nice.
Be great. Be nice to people. Surround yourself with positive people that are in your corner, that are for you. Avoid negative, toxic people at all times.
Don't hang out with your enemies.
Don't do that. Do your own thing. Stay in your own lane. Who cares what people think?
That's
and
a big
who
one.
Cares how long it's going to take? The time's going to pass by anyways. Do what you're passionate about. Get good at it. Build your own thing from it. You know, you can still have a regular 9-to-5 job and have some income, but as long as on the weekends you're pursuing your passion, you're starting that podcast, you're building your own, you know, business, you're doing e-commerce online, like, do what you were made to do.
That's awesome. Thanks, Vanessa, for coming on to the podcast.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Talk to you guys soon.
Talk to you soon.
Woo!